thumbs.
What now?
So this is my left.
Hand.
And I got two.
Hands.
What about that part?
Palm.
Yeah, make a
fist.
Got two.
Fist.
Okay. When people get older, sometimes they complain that they're getting stiff in their
joints.
The upper part of a man's body, that's his
chest.
Yeah, you say he has broad
shoulders.
Yeah.
There.
Well, this whole thing is my left
leg.
Yeah, and down there, that's my left
foot.
And I have two
feet.
Yeah. This front part right here that really stings if you bump it.
Shin.
Yeah. Have you ever heard, say if you had, well, say if a small child wanted to try and scare me, if he wanted to hide behind the sofa and then jump up and
try
and
scare you.
So he had to do what so I couldn't see him?
Squat down.
If he did that, you might say he's squatting down on his... Okay, do you have any name for that back part of your leg?
Right. Calf.
Well, higher up the calf, so right here. That part.
Fine?
Yeah. Heard that called haunches? So-and-so was squatting down on his haunches. Hadn't heard that.
Right. A few expressions.
Say if somebody has
so,
been in
the hospital,
been sick, you might say, well, old so-and-so's up and about now, but he still looks a little bit
sick.
Alright. Them says that?
Under the weather.
Heard anybody say puny or peaked?
Puny. Green around the gills.
Yeah. Okay. What about a man who's able to lift very heavy weights? You say he's very...
strong.
Mm-hmm. And somebody who always has a smile on his face and something nice to say about people, you say he's mighty...
polite, kind, nice.
Right. And a boy who is just always stumbling over things.
Clumsy.
Yeah. What about a person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense? You say he's just a plane.
Dummy.
Okay. You ever call anybody fool?
Fool.
Mean the same thing?
Yes, sir.
Is that a pretty strong thing to say to somebody? You call him a fool?
I don't think so.
He wouldn't be ready to fight necessarily?
I don't think so.
Okay. What about a man who has a lot of money but likes to hang on to it? You say he's a...
tight wallet.
All right. And say if I use the word common about somebody, I might say, oh, so-and-so just common as you can be. What would that mean to you?
Just plain, everyday person.
Just average?
Yes, sir.
Wouldn't necessarily mean anything bad. Should I say she's a common girl?
Well, not girl.
I don't guess that.
Okay. What about the... an older person, maybe in his 90s, but still after able to cook for himself and look after himself, you might say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty. Okay, lively, active, something
still
like
that. Still mighty active.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say if the children are out late at night, and the mother's a little bit concerned, she might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I just can't help feeling a little...
worried.
Or...
concerned.
All right. She wouldn't feel easy about it, she'd feel...
uneasy?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say if a child doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark, he says, I'm...
scared.
Mm-hmm.
Or afraid.
All right. You might say, well, so-and-so isn't afraid now, but he...
will be.
Well, in the past, he's not afraid now, but he...
has been.
Are you...
scared? What did you say?
Or, you might say, he's...